I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Some West Michigan fruit growers met Wednesday with Congressman Fred Upton, filling him in on crop damage because of the spring's weather. Upton told Wood Radio it can be common for one crop to get hit hard. It's not the case this year, though. Apples, cherries, grapes, peaches, plums, and nothing left after that, hardly anything for the birds. Upton says the cherry crop provides an example of the damage affecting the state's fruit. Normally, we do about 240 million pounds of cherries for the year statewide, he says. We'll be lucky to get 10 million this year. In fact, we won't, he says. It'll be under 10 million. He said he plans to work with the rest of the state's D.C. delegation to get federal emergency relief for farmers, but it won't happen right away. Governor Rick Snyder opposes House Speaker Jay Bolger's push to move up an income tax cut to July 1st, but he may go along with his fellow Republican as part of a larger budget deal. The state's 4.35% income tax rate is scheduled to drop to 4.25% January 1st. Bolger wants to move that up to July 1st, now that Michigan is likely to have bigger-than-expected surplus. He also wants to increase the tax exemption. Struggling businesses would be able to use partial unemployment benefits to supplement the pay of workers whose hours have been reduced under a bill passed by the Michigan Senate. Senate Wednesday unanimously passed work-sharing legislation proposed last November by Republican Governor Rick Snyder to help retain talent in the state. The change would let employers hold on to highly skilled workers who otherwise might leave work to work elsewhere and enable workers to keep their jobs and fringe benefits. The legislation will now go on to the House. Three West Michigan companies are getting incentives for expansion and job growth. Of the $2.65 million in incentives announced, the Right Place Incorporated and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Amway, is getting $1.6 million, Center Manufacturing is getting $300,000, and MedDirect is getting about $750,000. The money comes from the Michigan Strategic Fund and is expected to return some $84 million in investment. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.